Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the Mary Jane Mack Show. I am your co-host. I'm Nancy Mack, and I'm here along with Mary Jane. And we also have Benny and Taylor. Taylor will be answering the phones. He's on it today, looking all chipper. For those of you who don't know about Mary Jane, she is a medical intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington, and she does, I like to call it alternative healthcare. And what she'll do is she scans your body using a form of muscle testing, and she will go through your body, or she calls it the system, and find out where your deficiencies are, then recommend a nutrition protocol, which gets into your body, repairs it, and brings it back to where you're normal again or feeling good. So, Mary Jane?
Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome, Mom.
That was very good. Exactly. What I do is very specific. And when I see people of all variety, with all variety of conditions, like people with wanting to get pregnant, fertility issues, babies that have issues, if the mom's nursing, we could give her the nutrition and then the baby gets what they need. We see every type of physical ailment from gallbladder, the bladder, to anemia, athletes, people who just want to be better. It's not that complicated. Sometimes people come to me and they've been struggling for years and have not yet found the answer. And when I do the testing, it's the accelerated performance system of testing and muscle testing. Within a matter of a couple minutes, I can tell them exactly what their issues are. And it's not me. What I'm doing is connecting to the energy of their body. So that your body has all the answers. It has every memory, every emotion. And so I'm tapping into your body and we're looking for a solution. And when I find that solution, what we use is a nutrition protocol. I use Biotics Research Nutrition. And I fine-tune the exact program that you should be on and how long you need to be on it. And then we follow you up and recheck you. And we have predictable results. And why it's fun is we have amazing stories all the time.
Yes, it is. Now, last month, you may recall, Mary Jane and I were fortunate enough to be going on a safari of a lifetime.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I wanted to talk about today. We've had many calls, many questions about that safari people just don't really understand the exact how this came about, and that's what we're going to talk about today. I want to talk about how the safari came about and what it really meant to us and the exact place we went to stay. It wasn't like an ordinary safari. We were connected to the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust, and Nancy has been a supporter of them for many years.
5 years.
5 years. And I want Nancy now to tell her story. And I can only tell you it was totally a safari of a lifetime. We met the most amazing people. And part of my heart is in Africa for sure.
So, yeah, it was magical. How I first was introduced to the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust, I was at home. It'll be 5 years ago, December, and as I do every morning, watching the Today Show, and there was a segment with Kristen Davis, who you might know from Sex and the City. She was on with Matt doing a segment about the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust, and what the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust is, they rescue orphaned elephants who are victims of poaching. Their mothers are victims of poaching. Or some of the babies may have fallen down into wells. left by the herd because they were no longer able to keep up. But I'd say most of the victims are orphans are due to the poaching. They had a segment on it, and for as little as $50 a year, you can foster a baby elephant. And when I saw the segment and I saw the photos, my heart immediately opened up. I mean, it was a very, there was a connection made immediately. So within an hour later, I was the proud foster parent of one baby orphan, elephant. And it may sound kind of cheesy. You get a certificate. But the unique thing about the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust is each month you get an update that correlates to your baby, your orphan. I mean, it's very specific about, you know, how your orphan is doing, you know, who their new orphan friends are, what the, so it's just the most amazing organization. So over the years, I have been becoming a foster parent to numerous baby elephants. And I also have one blind black rhino. His name is Maxwell, who we actually got to meet as well, and along with some of our other baby orphans. But how the safari came about was a year ago September, the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust was having a gala in London. And, you know, I thought about going. What a great opportunity. For me, this would be a dream of a lifetime. But that August, there was a very special event, which was my parents' 50th wedding anniversary. And there was a very special party that was happening. So I was unable to go to London for the gala. However, they did open up some of the prizes for bidding. And one of the prizes that they opened up was for a safari of a lifetime. And I can remember reading the first two sentences. Behind the scenes nursery access. That's all I read. And I was in. So I went ahead and didn't read any further. Didn't read about where I was going to be.
She was
going.
So excited.
I was ecstatic. So I went ahead and I put in my bid. I made a contact, emailed it in, and I got an email back from the Sheldrick Wildlife Trust in London saying, you do realize the airfare is from London to Nairobi. And I said, yes. And then a couple days later, got another email. You're sure? You do realize? So anyway, after the gala, I saw pictures of the gala posted on Facebook. The very next day, I got an email, and I had won the safari of a lifetime. It was like a dream come true.
And she was shocked.
Super shocked. Unbelievable. So the trip, the donation for the, you know, I was able to help the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust by making the donation for the safari of a lifetime. And it was seven nights, 8 days of the most magical trip of my entire life.
Well, go ahead, Nancy. Get into exactly what, when we got to the orphanage, we'll cut the other travel time down. But
yes,
our first day getting to the orphanage was absolutely, we were met by
Dame Daphne Sheldrick herself, along with her beautiful daughter, Angela Sheldrick, who now runs the organization. And it was,
we were like shocked. They were there at the door to meet us. It was like amazing.
Overwhelming for me. And such an honor and such a privilege to meet this extraordinary woman who has done so much.
And she was recently in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, just in October, getting a, or in September it was,
I think
actually.
She was there in September, excuse me, and I believe she was given the Conservationist Woman of the Year, Conservationist of the Year Award. She has gotten numerous awards, prestigious awards, for all of the work that she has done. So it was quite emotional, the very first 5 minutes of our trip.
So tell them a little bit, Nancy, about the process, about what happens when they get these orphans and when they bring them into the orphanage. Well, for one thing, what they do is what they have people that spot these orphans, or they're called and told that there's an orphan elephant, And then they actually send a team out. And what the team does is they fly in and they have a vet with them and they anesthetize the elephant and they wrap the elephant all up. And they actually, then they put it on the plane because most of these planes can fly in almost wherever they are. Otherwise, they put it on a truck. They take the truck to the plane. Then they have all these keepers that do this all the time. And then they bring the elephant back to the orphanage. And when they bring the elephant to the orphanage, they put him in a holding, like in a stockade.
And a stockade is what they're called. And they fill the stockade with branches. And the first thing to do is to, the elephant wakes up. The first thing to do is to calm the elephant down. And it's time for us to take a short break. We'll tell you more. We'll catch you on the other side. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. My name is Nancy, and I'm here with my mom, Mary Jane Mack. And we're talking a little bit about the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust and our safari. In the last half hour, we'll go ahead and Mary Jane will be taking your calls and answering your questions. So getting back to after an orphan elephant is rescued, it's brought back to the nursery, which is located in Nairobi, Kenya. It's put into a stockade filled with branches, and the first 24, 48 hours is generally used to calm down the elephants, and there's always a keeper They're called keepers. I personally call them angels and heroes because they dedicate their lives to helping these beautiful orphaned elephants. And as the babies, they spend 24/7 with these orphans. So they sleep with them. They go out during the day in the bush with them. And the keepers are rotated because the orphans have a tendency to get attached to the keeper. So the keeper is actually essentially their surrogate mom.
Well, and it's really interesting when we got the opportunity to see one of these orphaned elephants come in. And it's really interesting because when they bring the orphaned elephant in, they have many keepers around them because they act more, they're a wild elephant. And, you know, they'll charge. And so the keepers are jumping up the stockade. But it's so interesting to see after a few days how they start calming down because we had that opportunity to see that. And it may take 1 to 2 weeks for that baby to calm down to be out with the other herd. It just depends.
Exactly. And the orphans are kept in stockades at night, but during the day, they're out in the bush. So the keepers will follow them. They take them out into the bush so that they can keep up their wild instincts about foraging for food, building a community within each other. And It's a fascinating thing to see.
And they get, the babies get bottles every 3 hours,
yep,
around the clock.
Yep, they get milk. Milk is very important to baby orphans. They cannot survive without their mother's milk. So it's very important.
And when these orphans are found, often people want to give them cow's milk. And if they're given cow's milk, they probably will not survive. Their digestive system is so They have to have
delicate.
The right exact thing, otherwise it actually could kill them.
Yes.
So
it's an amazing experience to actually go and see all of this happen right before your eyes.
And we had the opportunity to be actually in the bush with the elephants and the keepers. And it's so much fun to watch the keepers with the elephants because the elephants are, there's this herd of 20 elephants out there and they're just like little kids. They're like going after each other and playing and fighting and jumping on each other. And then if they start to get, they come close to us and that's, they were very good. But if they start to want to rub on you, the keepers are talking Swahili and just very quietly say something to them and the elephant would back off and move away.
Right. Well, yeah, because they wanted to, at one point we were in the bush and they just surrounded you. I was never in fear. It was the most.
Oh, no, they weren't rough.
It was the most unexplainable feeling.
Well, they had their trunks in her hair.
They had their trunks wrapped around my leg, around my neck, in my hair, in my face, grabbing my hands and putting it in their mouth. It was pure magic. I was in pure heaven this whole entire time. However, when you are surrounded and they start pushing a little bit, you know, that's when Peter, who was with us for 2 days at the nursery, would just very gently say a word in Swahili and everything stopped.
Yeah.
I mean, it was almost wish your children would act like this.
Oh, They were very, very well behaved. And I told Dane Daphne, I said, I'm amazed how well behaved all the elephants are. And she says, well, sometimes they're not that well behaved. But what we do, if they're not well behaved, we put them in with the bigger bulls, and it only takes a
short time,
and they're back to being who they're supposed to be.
Right. Everybody gets put back in their place.
Yeah.
But the reason I love elephants so much is they're all about family. They're compassionate. They have unconditional love because the orphans at the nursery, you know, are now, that's their new family now. So when a new orphan comes in, the older orphans will come and help calm the new one down and let them know it's okay. There's nothing to be worried about because an elephant never forgets. So when an elephant does come to the nursery and has witnessed its mother being poached by what the keepers call the two-legged animal, meaning man, they're not very friendly towards human beings. So you have to gain their trust and let them know it's going to be okay. So for me, the elephant is a very magical, majestic animal. And the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust organization is an amazing organization that you can all help by going to their Facebook page and just liking it. My goal is to try and educate people and just bring awareness to what's going on with the African elephant. So there's many things that you can do. You can like their fan page, their Facebook page. You'll get daily updates of what's going on in the nursery. The other thing that you can do is you can sign the I Worry campaign, and that's a campaign that said, just say no to ivory, which would certainly help this poaching problem, which is a terrible, terrible thing.
Well, and the elephants were an amazing part of our whole trip. The other part was the amazing people that we had around us to drive us, to take care of us. We made the best friends in Africa, and we felt like they were our family.
Oh, the Kenyan people are warm, kind, genuine, loving. I sit here and just think about it, and I get chills because our experience with the people was fabulous. I mean, we had Peter, who took care of us at the nursery the first 2 days. Then we had Lena, who also arranged things for us. And then, of course, Dame Daphne and Angela. We were very honored to be able to have tea with them, which is a very funny story, which we'll save for another time. But Dame Daphne herself made the finger sandwiches, the cake, the cookies.
And she's a fabulous,
fabulous cook. The most extraordinary lady. Very normal. And
everybody's very normal.
Yes. It was just great.
And
so,
Nick, our pilot, we even had a private pilot.
We had our private pilot. Nick is in charge of their anti-poaching team. So not only do they rescue the orphan elephants, but they have an anti-poaching team. They have mobile vet units that go out and help these orphans. When the orphans get old enough, they have two places where they go. They go to Athumba, where they're stockades, and then they can be relocated to Voi. And the orphans are then kept at the stockades at night, but at 5 o'clock in the morning, they're let out into the bush to commingle with all the wild elephants. And we were able to experience that as well. And then everybody meets for mud bath and milk at lunchtime. So all the orphans will come in, they'll get their bottles, and then they do their mud bath with the wild elephants, because David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust also brings in water to Tsavo East National Park, where there is no water.
And it takes them 6 hours, 3 hours each way, to get a tank of water. So they get a tank of water for the mud bath so the elephants can cool down, and then they have to have another tank of fresh water for the elephants to drink.
To drink, because it's during
the... There's no water.
There's no water. There's no water anywhere. So they do a lot to help all the other animals also in the park. So it's a safe haven to go to get the water. So when your orphan graduates, they go to Athumba or Voi, and they're locked up at night. They go out during the day, and eventually some of the elephants will decide that it's time to...
They get another family.
They get another family. So they may be gone for a couple of days and come back. But the wonderful thing is there have been 150 elephants that have been returned to the wild because of the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust. And it's a phenomenal number. It's a phenomenal organization. I encourage all of you to look it up online, to go to their Facebook page, to like them. If you can find it in your heart to foster a baby elephant, each elephant has its own story.
And the other part is, this is what's so amazing. You have all these elephants, and each keeper knows every name of every elephant. And we say, well, how do you know? And they say, well, can't you tell? Look at their face.
Oh, yeah.
So they know every, they you just say, who's that? And they know exactly, and they tell you their story. And they don't, you know, they say, can't you tell? Look at them.
Even, yeah, there was Benjamin, who took care of us at Athumba, and he knows the wild elephants. Some of the wild elephants we saw were 28, 35 years old. I mean, it was the most magnificent thing. And then the orphans who have been returned to the wild also come back to the stockades for water, to say hello. If they're injured, they come back and they're
and they
able
know
to get
all their
care.
Names.
They know all their names.
Yeah, so it's pretty amazing.
It's a fabulous organization. I encourage you all to check it out. It's one of my passions. Very proud of all of the work they do. Very honored to be a very small part of the organization. And I want to say a big jambo, which is hello in Swahili, which I seemed to massacre the whole entire time I was there, to Angela and Dame Daphne and Lena, and there was Peter and Benjamin.
Lionel.
I love you, Lionel, with
Rogers,
all my heart.
Perm.
Rogers and Perms.
Sylvester.
And David and Sylvester.
And there you go.
Yeah.
All our friends.
And Nick. So if you can find the time, please take a look at their website. I'd really appreciate it. When we come back, Mary Jane will be taking your calls. So if you have any health questions, feel free to dial in. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to The Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side. But you walk around here like you want to be someone else.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy Mack, and I'm here with my mom, Mary Jane Mack.
And we're having a good old time here, Nancy, right before Halloween.
I know.
Everybody's getting excited about Benny's preparing.
Costume.
He's very mysterious here, talking
about
his costume.
I have to be. I'm on radio. I don't want the word out.
Yeah.
So
well,
there's a lot going on here today.
I thought we were friends. I'm going to go as what I always go as every year. A witch.
Why?
Myself.
Why?
It's an easy costume.
No, I think you should be an angel.
You have a week.
Yeah.
You can find something.
Yeah.
An angel. Okay.
That's
I'll be an angel.
All like right. My granddaughter, for every year, she wants to be a dog, where she's got to do something different this
year. Yeah, she's not doing a dog. We're not
so
doing
we need
a dog.
To send her to camp with Benny. And then maybe she'd come up with something else.
Uh-oh.
Exactly.
All
okay.
right.
Okay. Looks like we have Julie from Boston on the line. Hi, Julie. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much.
How are you?
I'm well.
What can Mary Jane help you with?
Well, I was wondering if she could do a general reading for me on my energy and just start with that, I guess.
All right. I'm right here, Julie. So do you have any particular issues?
Stress. Stress is a big one. Yes.
Okay. The first thing I pick up is your right kidney. So your right kidney has some sludge in it or debris in it. And then your right kidney also is in. You got to clean out the debris, and then it's a little bit inflamed. Do you have any back pain or right-sided pain?
No, not really.
Okay. Sometimes it's pretty mild, or it might be an early stage. So that's what I pick up first. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing is your brain. Your brain is really tired, and that's where the stress shows up, the front part of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third thing is your digestion. How is your digestion?
I don't know. I think it's okay. I don't have any real major complaints with it.
Okay. So your digestion is definitely off, too. You have a toxic stomach. So what happens is people get, you know, when things start to change, people get used to the way they feel, and they really don't think about how they felt different before. Sometimes it's pretty subtle. And sometimes you kind of just get used to thinking that that's normal to not feel so good. But that's what I pick up on you. Sometimes the symptoms are pretty severe, and sometimes they're not. But that's what I get on you.
Do you do animal readings, too? Because I'm a big fan of animals and the elephant talk. Oh, my God. If I could do what you guys were talking about and going there and being with the orphan elephants, I would love that so much. I have a dog who's got some issues with his skin. I don't know if you're able to access him or
yes,
tell
your
me
dog something. Your dog has a bladder issue. Okay, so here I'm going to go back to this because you have a kidney issue. So I'm going to tell you when the first thing when that happens when I'm talking to people is I think about their houses. And you need to clean the drains in your house because the drains in your house, the gases are coming up. And when you breathe in those gases, it gives you a toxic stomach and can affect your bladder and kidneys. So the easy thing to do is do your drains with a good industrial drain cleaner and do it. Have you ever cleaned your drains before?
I don't know.
Okay. So then if you don't know, then you need to clean them and probably do double the dose down. Because if you really clean them good the first time, they last 4 or 5 months. If you don't do a good cleaning, sometimes you got to repeat it in a couple of weeks. But that will make a big difference. And then for your dog, we'd be happy if you call the office and set up an appointment. And we could put your dog on a protocol for the bladder and kidney or take care of you. Which would, and your house, and that would clear all those things up. But basically, it starts with your house.
Interesting.
Yeah. You'll be surprised. It'll make a big difference.
Amazing.
Yeah. And someday, you know, don't give up that dream. You could be with those orphaned elephants and make that trip.
Yes. Yeah. Dreams do come true.
All right. So we answer all your questions?
Well, I've got a daughter who's got some mental illness, and that's been a big worry and concern of mine. She's going through a lot, and it's been very stressful for my family. So
how old is she?
She's 16.
And what's her diagnosis?
Bipolar. What else? Possible ADHD, self-harm, eating disorder.
So is she on medication?
Yeah, we're seeing all kinds of specialists, but it's just very stressful and consuming, and I feel like it's really hard for me to put myself first.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Because then you get the energy, you get her energy, which is all revved up, and then you get the family's energy, and like her energy will affect everybody. Mm-hmm. And then, so, you know, the thing is for you to take care of yourself so your energy could be good, and that's a way you can help her. Mm-hmm. Because if you're, you know, when everybody's revved up and everybody's like trying to figure it out, that course makes things worse too.
So how do I just not try to figure it out? And you know, how do I?
Well, you need to take care of yourself and be healthy. Like your brain is a two. Your brain is not happy, and mm-hmm. if you're not happy and able to function, how can you help her? Mm-hmm. And the stress due to her is affecting you. And when that happens, is like you become so consumed with, is she going to be okay? Then you're so attached to it, then often they're not okay because all they do is pick up on your worry about them.
Right.
And when you, so if you could be have, it's like with the elephants, for example, the keepers all have very calm energy. If their energy was not calm and they were scattered, those elephants would be crazy. They would mm-hmm. be all over the place. So it's all about energy. So you want to get your energy right. Another thing I would recommend for you is listen to our show in June that Lonnie Nordell was on, who does emotional changes, the blockages that you might have to help you deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in Colorado, and you do call her by phone. But listen to that show mm-hmm. and see if that resonates with you, because what I'm getting is Lonnie could totally help you with this.
Oh, and, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. That keeps popping in as we're speaking. Whenever Lonnie pops in, I give you the information.
Maybe I should go take care of orphan elephants. Maybe that would help me.
Of course it would help.
Of course it would. Well, Julie, thank you very much. You need to call. Give Mary J. Mack's office a call and give Rhonda talk to Rhonda. The phone.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling. And also, please visit the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust. You can Google that. Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. And just so you know.
Can you say that website just one more time, a little slower? Because we actually already had a couple calls for that.
Oh, the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust. If you Google that, it will bring up the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust. Also, Mary Jane's going to be putting a link on her webpage. Also, Mary Jane Mack has a fan page, and if you like her fan page, you will be able to go there and see pictures of us with the elephants and the
we
keepers.
We've
put some pictures on. I continue to add more pictures to that website daily. There's all kinds of great quotes, but the pictures are fabulous. So.
And we also have articles from the
David Sheldrick,
so you could see more, and that'll help you just go right to their site.
Right, and it also show you how you can foster an elephant if you'd like to do so, make a donation, anything you'd like.
Or just read the stories.
Read about
the people.
Exactly. Like I said, if you do one thing, just like their Facebook page.
Yeah.
You know, the more likes, and if you can share those stories on your timeline, it just spreads the word. So
well, it's the awareness. And, this became Nancy's passion, but it's also, for me, it's a huge part of who I am and what I do also. And to be able to share this information for this organization is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty special.
And I actually pulled it up too. So it's sheldrickwildlifetrust.org. And if you want to know how to spell Sheldrick, I know it can be kind of tricky. It's S-H-E-L-D-R-I-C-K. That's Sheldrick. Sheldrick. I can get it right too.
Yeah.
Sheldrick Wildlife Trust. We'll get it right.
.org.
Thank you, Benny.
Thank you, Benny.
We got everything covered now.
All right. We're feeling good. Also, if you're a reader, I'm just going to mention this. Dame Daphne Sheldrick wrote a book last year, and it's called Love and Life, An African Love Story. It is the most phenomenal book I have ever read. And it's
It tells the whole story. It
tells her whole story. So it's there's a lot of happiness. There's a lot of joy. There's a lot of tragedy. But it's a wonderful book, a great gift, interesting read. So I encourage everybody to pick that up. It's called Love and Life and Elephants, An African Love Story by Dame Daphne Sheldrake. And you can pick that up at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble,
anywhere.
So, yeah, and again, Mary Jane Mack has a fan page. I encourage all of you to go and like her fan page. And
yes.
You can like her fan page through her webpage, which is MaryJaneMack.com. She's always, I think there's some pictures from last weekend at the pumpkin patch. And there's lots of pictures
and
of elephants.
And we'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
Tell us how you like the show, and we love to hear from you.
So if you have some comments or topics that you'd like to hear about, shoot us a message, and we'll get back to you, and we'll make sure we take care of that.
You're our family.
Exactly. Looks like it's time for another break. So you're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk to Martha. Thank you very much, and we'll catch you on the other side.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to JoeDispenza.com/events. That's JoeDispenza.com/events.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there-done-that no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy Mack, and I'm here with my mom, Mary Jane Mack. And Martha, thank you for being so patient. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Martha.
Hi.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How can I help you?
Well, it's actually Melissa, but I'm taking a math test on November 6th, and I'm just wondering if you think I'm going to pass it.
overtaking my whole entire world for me to be able to get into college and to boost my self-esteem, because I've already tried to pass it like 5 times and I never did. And what? I only have 2 more tries. And I'm just like,
when is your test?
November 6th.
November 6th.
Well, here's what I would suggest to you. I would suggest you call our office for an appointment and you get on some nutrition for your brain, because your brain's a 2. And that's why you can't, for one thing, you're just stressed out and worried, and you need to get charge your brain up so you could even think in order to be able to pass the test. So I would totally recommend that for you, definitely. And you're another...
Well, I'm broke right now.
Well, you're going to be broke if you don't pass the test. So you just have... I'm answering your question. What do you need? You need to charge your brain up, and you need to get healthy and be able to think in order to pass the test. So that's what you need to do. So you, good luck, and do what you need to do. All right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Melissa. If you'd like an appointment with Mary Jane, her office number is 888-777-4232. You're going to be talking to Rhonda when you call that number. If you call and you don't get Rhonda right away, you get the answering machine, leave your name and number. Rhonda's probably on the other line taking another call, and she will get back to you right away. So please be patient.
Now, I want to get back to Melissa's question. So, Melissa, the first thing, I'm sure you're listening, the first thing you said was you were broke. So you are in a mentality where you don't deserve it, you have no money, you're not going to make it. And unless you change that and think you know, in order to get things in life, you have to change the way you think and know that you can have what you want. And are deserving of it. So it's like, look for where you can do what you need to do to get where you want to go. If you keep that mentality and think, well, I'm broke, I've failed the test so many times, well, it's going to happen again. You got to change. How's it working for you? Let's put it that way. And so I encourage you to look at what you need to do to change your way of thinking. And that will open the doors and change who you are. And it's not that difficult. It's not that difficult, and you could do it. So change your vibration. Just start with even telling yourself you can do it. And know that the possibilities are always open for you. There's always an answer, and that's what you need to go for. Not that you don't have. So that's what I'm telling you, Melissa. Get out there and think about what you could do to change it, and I know that if you figure it out, things will change for you.
And you can pass that test.
And you just can have pass the test.
Believe in yourself and not think about the 6 times or 4 times that you
failed
the test.
Well, your brain is a 2. You got to do something to change your brain. You're in a depressed state, and if you're there, what you're doing hasn't been helping you. So you need. It's like having a coach. You need to have somebody help you and guide you to move you toward that direction so you can get your goal. So I'm here for you. So give our office a call. You figure it out, and we'll help you reach that goal.
That's right. So it's 888-777-4232. And you can also visit Mary Jane Mack's website at maryjanemack.com, which is now being... Redone,
and we're getting close to have it up and running. So it's going to be more exciting. We're going to have more information on there. We're going to have a spot where you could put your testimonials, where you can make your comments, and we can hear from you. And again, even on Facebook, we'd love to hear from you and hear what you're thinking and what you're interested in. So we are moving forward with everything we're doing in our office, and it's an exciting time.
Very exciting changes. Yeah. So, yeah, go to Mary Jane Mack and like her fan page. You'll be amazed. You'll get an inside look into Mary Jane's life. The ranch. The ranch.
Well, I got to go back. We have some time here, so I have to go back to our safari.
It's hard not
It's hard not to. It's like people say, you know, they're not sure. They ask what we've done, and they think we went on a regular safari, which we didn't. We were the only two who were taken to all these private places, all these, like,
wonderful camps.
All these camps.
They're camps. And, they went to Umani Springs was beyond
unbelievable.
Fabulous. It was beyond five star. We went to a camp called Uthumba, and it was a tented camp.
It was five-star tented camp.
Yeah, it was extraordinary.
Yeah.
And then we were VIP people and were able to stay at the Trust House.
Which was up on a cliff.
Overlooking a river.
We have pictures on the webpage, and we're going to put more up there, and we'll make sure we have those up there. Overlooking the river. And it's on the edge of West Tsavo Park. And overlooking the river, and then out in the river, there were seven hippos every day just playing in the water. Or they're just sitting in the water. As Lionel said, it's their home.
Yes,
that's where they live in the
water during the day to protect their skin, which is very sensitive. And then
at night, they walk for miles just eating.
Yes.
I mean, miles. They just walk all night long. So that's why during the day, they kind of sit in one spot and sleep, and they don't do anything.
Well, but we did get some, I have to say, I think I got the best picture of the hippos.
Yeah, we'll put it on. It's on the web. Yeah,
it's a hippo came out of the water, and he had his mouth open.
Yeah, I sat there for hours trying. I was fascinated by these hippos because there were also crocodiles down there and baboons playing. And Nick, the pilot, he said, wouldn't it be funny if one of the crocs jumped up and grabbed one of those baboons?
He said they do it
all the time. And anyway, but the hippos were fascinating. And I'm also going to put the picture I got of the hippo of its butt up in the air. So I didn't get its mouth, but I got the other end of the hippo.
Mary Jane got the other angle. And at each of these camps, we also had our own staff. And we had tremendous meals. The staff at each of these places was kind, funny, caring, loving, took very good care of us. And then we spent most of our time with Lionel, who I absolutely love and adore. He is the nicest man, and he's in charge of overseeing
running the park.
He's the manager.
He builds the water tanks and figures out how the elephants get water. Because a lot of spots, they don't have any water. So what Lionel has done is built these big holding tanks. So, you know, like
when
it rains. Well, and also, like we said, they have to go so far to get this water. And if they have the holding tanks, they could fill the holding tanks and have more water on hand so they don't have to make as many trips to get the water.
And to see how these water tanks are made, oh, my God.
Yeah.
There was four men doing it from scratch, and they were absolutely beautiful. I'll go ahead and put pictures on the website.
They're like handmade water tanks.
They're handmade, and they're phenomenal. I mean, things done in Kenya are...
Well, and then the water tanks, what they did was put underground piping down to the water hole so that when the water hole is empty, it's not like they got to take a hose and fill the water hole. Because what we're wondering, they were out of water, and all of a sudden they turn the water on. They have a thing where they turn the water on from the holding tank to fill up the water for the elephant. So Lionel has done tons of things to really upgrade and make things better for the elephants and easier care.
Yes. So again, we thank everybody at David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust. I ask you all to please like them on their Facebook page, get educated, find out about these beautiful orphan elephants. Makes a great gift, and if you can find it in your heart, go ahead and foster. Again, it's the SheldrickWildlifeTrust.org, and also don't forget to like Mary Jane on her fan page, because you'll be able to see us firsthand out in the bush in Africa, which was the most magical experience of my life.
And I just want to thank everybody at the Hemingway.
Yeah, the Hemingway Nairobi. Beyond fabulous hotel. It was our family at the Hemingway's Nairobi. We were treated like royalty. David Arwala, who was the general manager, greatest man in the world, now a friend. Rogers, our driver, phenomenal man, wonderful, kind spirit.
The fun thing is we hear from them all the time.
Yes.
And they miss us as much as
we miss them.
So we are thankful for all the great opportunities and all the great friends and the wonderful experience we've had.
So we hope you all can like Mary Jane's Facebook page. If you want to make an appointment with Mary Jane, don't forget to call our office at 888-777-4232. We thank you all for listening. We hope you have a great day. And we'll be back with you next month. So thanks for listening to the Mary Jane Mack Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Sometimes I wonder if it will ever end. You get so mad at me when I go out with my friends. Sometimes you're crazy, then you wonder why. I'm such a baby.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.